This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Welcome to Coronavirus Essential. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and it's the first day of the lockdown. And the number of cases right now have crossed 560. And the number of deaths stand at 10. United Nations has expressed solidarity with India in its fight against coronavirus. And a top official from UN actually praised the Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the 21-day nationwide lockdown as a comprehensive and robust response to the raging COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, a batch of 277 people evacuated from the coronavirus hit Iran and arrived at the Jodhpur airport in Rajasthan. Preliminary screening of the evacuees, mostly pilgrims, was conducted at the airport upon arrival, and thereafter they were taken to the army wellness facilities set up at the Jodhpur military station. The army, in coordination with the Rajasthan state medical authorities and civil administration, has made adequate medical and administrative arrangements to ensure a comfortable stay for the evacuees and provide prophylactic medical support. These are based on reports which quoted an army spokesperson. So, 6 new cases have been reported in Maharashtra, 5 in Mumbai. The total number in Maharashtra is now 122. This is according to the Maharashtra Health Department. And something important that we are hearing in the last 24 hours, there has been 5 new COVID-19 cases in Delhi. One of them has a foreign travel history. Now the total number of cases have risen to 35 in Delhi. And also now the Railway Ministry has extended that the passenger trains will not run till April 14. So the ban on domestic travel via passenger trains have been extended. A journalist also has been tested positive for coronavirus in Bhopal. He was present during the recent floor test at State Assembly and a press conference for former Chief Minister Kamal Nath, during which he announced his resignation. PM Narendra Modi just an hour ago spoke to citizens of Varanasi via a video conference. He requested the people to stay indoors and also informed them of a WhatsApp helpline number for people to get correct information. The number is 9013-151515. I repeat, 9013-151515. He also said that the government will take steps to ensure there is no misbehavior with those engaged in providing essential services. Quoting from his speech, he also said, and I quote, "Doctors and healthcare personnel are working for over 18 hours a day. Some are unable to get sleep for even 3-4 hours a day. We need to be grateful to all such people striving tirelessly on the front lines. Please do not self-medicate. Consult your doctor before taking any medication. There is no vaccine or cure available yet for the coronavirus. But doctors, experts, scientists and researchers in India and the world over are working round the clock to find a cure for this outbreak." Unquote. Today we are hearing that many e-commerce companies have suspended their services and have stopped taking orders. Here's the latest of the services. Number one is Flipkart, which has suspended its services, and Amazon India temporarily to stop taking orders, and they disabled shipment of low priority products. Big Basket also said that its services are inoperational. Then it's Milk Basket, which on March 22nd had faced disruption in delivery of even essential products to their customers. Grofers, which is also a grocery startup, has reopened after sorting out issues with the local law enforcement. This was known according to a tweet by the company's co-founder, Albinder Dhinsa. The main issue faced by these e-commerce companies are that the delivery staff are being stopped by the local police. However, vendors that are engaged in essential services like groceries and medicines are being allowed if they have special permits and ID cards. While we know that the Tokyo Olympics have also been postponed to 2021, we are still waiting for a word from the BCCI whether IPL will be cancelled. It was supposed to begin on March 29, but it was postponed. Digital players in India like Google, Facebook, Zee, Netflix, among others, held a meeting today as well. They have decided to act immediately in the larger national and consumer interest and to ensure the robustness of the cellular network. it was unanimously agreed that an exceptional measure all companies will immediately adopt, including temporarily defaulting HD, that is high definition, and ultra HD streaming to SD, that is standard definition, SD content, or offering only SD content at byte rates not higher than 480p on cellular networks. Earlier today, Union Minister Prakash Javdekar spoke to the press and requested people not to fall prey to fake news. Newspapers do not cause infection. Newspapers give information. One can always read it and wash their hands. Legal action will be taken against those who hoard grocery amid the lockdown. And speaking of newspapers, a meeting was convened between Industry Minister Subhash Desai and Newspaper Hawkers Publishers today, where it was decided that newspapers will be published and distributed from April 1, 2020 in Mumbai. Currently, the printing and distribution of newspapers is halted in the city. Moving on, a Ministry of Home Affairs also announced today that the first phase of the Census India 2021 has been postponed until further order. Call centers and IT service firms are also trying to arrange for work from home solutions. Coming to the aviation industry, Go Air CEO Vinay Dubey announced that all employees of the airline will be taking a pay cut in March. This is one among most cost-cutting measures that Go Air has already taken. Laying off expat pilots, asked its employees to go on a leave without pay on a rotational basis, and announced that its top leadership would be taking a pay cut of up to 50%. Now let's come to the global news, because coronavirus is a pandemic putting pressure on over 160 countries. Well, moving to America, US President Donald Trump and the US Senate have agreed on an unprecedented virus rescue bill. The bill has planned to aid small businesses, expand unemployment benefits, subsidize loans to larger businesses, and a one-time payment of $1,200 per adult and $500 per child directly to the public. Well, this news comes after Hong Kong has also direct handouts to its citizens as well. Ivanka Trump has lauded an initiative by Ritesh Agrawal, founder of Indian startup Oyo Hotels, to offer free stays to doctors, nurses in the US helping to fight against the novel coronavirus, describing the gesture as impactful acts of benevolence. The Prince of Wales has also tested positive for coronavirus. This information is coming from the UK. He has been displaying mild symptoms but otherwise remains in good health and has been working from home throughout the last few days as usual. The Duchess of Cornwall has also been tested but does not have the virus. In accordance with government and medical advice, the Prince and the Duchess are now self-isolating at home in Scotland. These tests were carried out by the NHS, where they met the criteria required for the testing. This information is according to a UK press conference. Moving on to Iran, Iran reported 2,206 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours, raising the total number to 27,017. So far, 9,625 patients have recovered. Kianush Jahanpour, Iranian Health Ministry spokesman, said 68% of the deaths are above 60 years old, 32% are under 60 years. Moving to Spain, which has also one of the highest numbers of coronavirus deaths, has now the world's second highest tally of coronavirus deaths after 738 more were reported on Wednesday, the country's deadliest toll in one day, as per Associated Press reports. With 3,434 coronavirus patients now dead, Spain has surpassed China's death toll of 3,285. Italy still has the most deaths of any nation in the world with 6,820. While infections in Spain also rose 20% from a day earlier to 47,610. With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Coronavirus Essentials. For more updates on coronavirus, do tune in to the coronavirus live updates on our website. You can also listen to our MC special podcast, in which Money Control's opinions editor talks to Dr. Philip Matthew on India's lockdown and how effective it will prove to be. If you have any queries or suggestions, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. And for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.